On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you so much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Okay, so it's Monday. Get over it. My God, you make such a big thing about this. All these Monday songs. Oh, it's horrible. It's Monday. It gets me down. Oh, come on. Get a life. Mondays get you down? You're a little too sensitive. Some companies want to go down to like a four-day work week, you know, and give everybody Fridays off, so every weekend is a long weekend. Pansies. What are you talking about? I spent most of my life working 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week to make ends meet. And you want to do 4 days a week? Get out of here. We're raising a bunch of wusses. That's what we're doing. They're all wusses. Roll your sleeves up and get to work. Do something constructive. My God. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, my God, it's Monday. You starve another work week. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, come on. Go to a psychologist or a therapist. See what they can do with you. Yeah, I live for the weekends. Oh, you do? Well, it's pretty pathetic because there's only two of those and there's five of the other ones, so your odds aren't very good for being happy. Let's turn it around, shall we? Let's look forward to going to work, to making social contacts, to achieving something, to, you know, earning a paycheck. I mean, come on, man. If I went through it, you're going to go through it. That's the way I look at it. Well, don't you want things to be better for other people? No, I don't. I want it to be the same as I had to go through. Bunch of wuss. Bunch of pansies. No balls. No balls. I don't know what balls have to do with it. I don't know why testicles have to do with some type of show of strength. I don't get that. Testicles are the weakest thing on the body for a guy. You kick somebody in the testicles, they're down for the count. So, why don't you get some balls? Why? So someone can kick me in the testicles and knock me out? Why, what are you talking about? It makes no sense. Get this Monday show started, shall we? All right. You know the rules. If you want to listen to this show, you have to sign a contract. Let's do it. Let's get it over with. Get your contracts out. I sent them in the mail to you over the weekend. Now it's Monday. Ooh. Okay, let's go. Page one. All right, sign over here. And over here. And over here. Not there, not there, not there. Over here. All right, page three. Initial this. Initial this. Kiss this. Spit on that. Initial. Initial. Sign. Maiden name. You don't have a maiden name? Make up one. Initial. Initial here. Initial there. No, you missed the paper completely. Initial here. and sign your name and date it. And date it as if you were stupid. That's the wrong date. Good job. Okay, now I'm going to sign here as a witness. Okay, you've signed the contract. Now, you have to abide by my rules, and my rules rule.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
All right, I'm sorry to do all this paperwork with you, but it is Monday, and it's the start of another week, and we have to do this on a weekly basis, just like on your cell phone. It asks you to sign contracts all the time and all that, you know. All right, now you got to follow the rules and regulations, and you have to sign at the bottom again. All right, here are the rules and regulations of listening to the program, so follow them to the letter, follow these instructions.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host.
That's right.
Do not attempt to try this at home.
God, no.
Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show.
I do.
Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program.
Please.
The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux.
It's me.
Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker and should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time.
Yeah.
The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants.
God, no.
Unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day.
But even then.
Yeah. Please refrain from loud conversation as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
All right, we're almost through with this, but it's very, very important that you follow all the recommendations by the CDC when listening to this program, because it's important, because people can get hurt otherwise, and I wouldn't want to see anybody get hurt. We have one more set of disclaimers. Please follow these distinctly, please.
This is the Ron Van Dam Show. Thank you for coming. Your waiter will be along shortly. Please be advised that the Ron Van Dam Show has been designated as a non-smoking area. Please watch your step while boarding the Ron Van Dam Show, as contents may have shifted during travel. In clinical studies, the Ron Van Dam Show has not been shown to reduce cholesterol in laboratory animals. Exits are located to the rear on the left and right sides of the auditorium. The sea bass is steamed and served with a white truffle risotto. Illinois residents add 5% sales tax. Shake before serving. If dizziness or swelling occur, stop using the Ron Van Dam Show immediately. Proper ID is required, no cover charge after 10 p.m. Moo! Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show may require you to lift objects weighing 15 pounds or more. Please remain seated until the Ron Van Dam Show comes to a complete stop.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the show nonetheless. Okay, now I can get started. I'm sorry, we're about 10 minutes into this show. We haven't done anything yet. You're going to find this is a pattern. You'll have to excuse me. I was a little ill over the weekend. I had an illness. I don't know what it was, but it was an illness. I caught a cold. I don't know. Anyway, I got a cold. And dripping in my throat, which is beautiful. Nice thing. I'm drinking a lot of liquids. I might cough every once in a while. Sorry, I covered my mouth. Didn't really sneeze, though. Just a lot of coughing. I cough into my elbow. Apparently, when I cough in my elbow, you can't get sick from me. I have a magical elbow that absorbs all germs. I have the elbows of absorption, is what they're called in the biblical times. So I sneezed or cough into my elbow. My elbow's very sick, but I'm trying to spare you the horrible, horrible outcome of passing a cold on to somebody else. Ron, you sure you didn't have COVID? Stop it. Yeah, I'm sure. It was a cold, and it was, wasn't wonderful. Because I just had the cough and all that. Not a lot of sneezing, but a lot of coughing. And when you cough, people immediately think you're close to death. But no, people used to get colds all the time. I used to get a cold every single year when seasons changed. I haven't had a cold in a long time. So now, like when I got a cold, it was like, whoa, man, what's wrong with me? What's going on? You have a cold. Oh, no. Has anybody else ever had one? Yes, it's a common thing. That's why they call it the common cold. They even call it that. So don't get so upset about it. But it does cause you to... I wore a mask for a while. And I figured as long as I'm wearing a mask, I might as well rob a bank. And, you know, made some extra cash on the side. Now, of course, I didn't do that. But I did wear a mask. And wearing a mask, I forgot, you know, from the pandemic days, that wearing a mask is like, you don't know what anybody's thinking or looking like. You know that they can be attractive or handsome, but you don't know, like, maybe they're sneering at you, or maybe they're, like, laughing at you, but you can't tell because their mouth is covered. You're supposed to smile at people. You can't do that with a mask on. So we don't know if we're being smiled at or not. So it's kind of, like, very cold kind of thing. Sorry. This is disgusting, and I apologize, but, you know, it's radio. You're not going to catch anything on radio. That's why this is a great occupation, Monday or any day. I can't pass on germs to you this way. I can entertain you and cough in your face, but, you know, I would just suggest you stay away from the speaker maybe 3 feet today, you know, just in case. I know you get closer when I'm on because you love to snuggle up your face to the speaker when I'm talking. I get it. Okay, I do too. But don't do that right now. No. I have now what they call a productive cough. Apparently before when I was coughing, it was unproductive. It served no purpose. It served no purpose at all. So why was I coughing? I don't know. But it was not productive. Why waste your time coughing if it's not a productive cough? I mean, you want to produce something, don't you? Don't you want to produce it? It's just a dry cough. Well, then why are you doing it? Oh, I don't know. I have to. It's a body reaction. It wants to cough. Well, make it productive then. Let's eat some phlegm, babe. Come on. Let's work up some phlegm. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Work that phlegm. Work that phlegm. Do you know how to smell phlegm? No, it's not with an F. No, it starts with a P. God. Why? Because phlegm is so disgusting, they can't even face the spelling of it properly. They disguise the spelling so that people can't even get involved in that. Just the concept of phlegm. There's a famous author, the James Bond series, Ian Fleming, but he spelled it with an F, but phlegm was in his name. That's awful. It's awful. You don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want that in your life. You really don't. You don't need that in your life. We have a lot of things in our lives that we don't need, but we have them anyway because they're superficial. Sometimes superficial is just comforting, isn't it? Yeah, it's not really important. Well, then why are we talking about it? Because it's nice not to have everything so important all the time. It's nice just to have a lot of stupid crap floating around you, you know, that means nothing. Many of us live that way our entire lives, just like floating around in superficial, meaningless crap. I guess you need some important stuff every once in a while, but it's really bothersome. I will admit that I have one horrible, horrible disease that I've been trying to combat it through all of my life. I know I have it because I know myself. And that is procrastination. I procrastinate. And there's something to be done. I always say I'll do it tomorrow. Can't do it today. I'll think about it. I'll put it through the mill of thought, and then tomorrow I'll do it. I don't really feel like doing it right now, and that's procrastination because I could just get up right away and do it because I have the time. If I have the time to be able to put it off till tomorrow, then I could have done it by the time I scheduled something for tomorrow. Procrastination is obviously doing something that you necessarily don't want to do. If you really wanted to do it, you'd do it immediately. No, not necessarily, not if you're a procrastinator. You want to do nothing immediately at all. I'd rather not do that right now. I'd rather do this. But you're not doing anything. Exactly. I'd rather do nothing right now. People say to me, Ron, where are you going on vacation? I say, why are you asking me that? That is so personal. Why don't you just ask my age and get my medical records? That's a personal question. Where am I going on vacation? None of your business. I happen not to like vacations. I guess I don't mind my life on a regular basis as it is, which is nice. I'm really happy about that. I don't need to get away from anything. If I want to get away from something, I just stop doing it for a while. I don't need to go somewhere. I don't even need to spend billions of dollars to get away from something that I don't like. I'm punishing myself financially on top of it. So what do you do on vacations, Ron? Simply kind of what I do all the time, not much of anything. To me, a vacation is being able to sit in a chair or stand in a room, whatever, and say, I don't have to do anything right now. That's my vacation. No, I have nothing that I have to do. That, to me, is a mental vacation. That's a cleansing. Some people, they book airline flights and go abroad, or they go with abroad, whatever. You know, it's an old joke. That's an old joke. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what some people do. Spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get away from something. Book the flights. Flights are late in leaving. Don't make your connection. You miss a second flight. Your bags get lost. You get to this exotic location, and you're tired. You want to go to bed at 10 o'clock, and there's a big party in the street, and you can't sleep until 3 o'clock in the morning. You're up all night because these assholes are partying in the streets outside of your hotel room. Or something went wrong with the booking, or somebody in the next room has a crying baby. That's the worst. That's the worst. And that's a vacation? No. Did you have a good time? Yeah, we had a great time. No, you didn't. Some people just complain about their vacations, and yet they took it. Well, I had a great time, but oh, they sucked. And can you believe this happened to me? And then I went there, and oh, that was awful. Well, wait a minute. I thought it was a vacation. See, people take vacations away from horrible things, and they have horrible things at other locations, and they call that a vacation. Yeah, but I got to see the sights. Okay. Were you put out because of it? Yes. Otherwise, it was horrible. Did you enjoy the food? No, the food sucked. The food sucked. Yeah, we expected great food, and food sucked. That's nice. That's good. Glad you had a good time. Glad you could. You could have stayed home and eaten a pizza by yourself, and you would have had a wonderful time with your procrastination. Excuse me for coughing. This is why I had you sign the papers at the beginning of the show. Yeah. I might even shorten the show today because of my coughing fits. My coughs are not productive. They are just a waste of time. Just expelling stuff from my body, but I do tuck my nose into my elbow, which is usually where the nose goes, if you know noses very well. And you put your elbow up, your nose fits into your elbow rather well. That was God's creation. That's why the elbow has that little elbow effect, you know, with the turning of the arm, you know, that elbow kind of thing, you know, with the tubular thing. Your nose fits right in there. And you cough in there and you do a lot of stuff. This is ridiculous. Spent yesterday on cough drops. Had a lot of cough drops. Then got nauseous and sick from eating all the cough drops. It's horrible. Ron, why don't you just chew gum? Why don't you just shut up? You know, that's one thing I can't tolerate, is chewing gum. I was never a big gum chewer. Some people chew gum all the time. And you know what? I find that to be the most unattractive thing. That's just me. It's just me. Everything is just me, right? People who chew gum, look in the mirror as you're chewing the gum and see how disgusting and stupid you look when you're chewing your gum. You look like an unintelligent piece of crap. I'm sorry, am I being too forward? Chewing gum is not an attractive thing to do. It's what cows do out in the field, not what people are supposed to do in front of your face. If you want to chew gum, do it in private. You know, in school they didn't even let you chew gum. And I don't know why not, because there's nothing else to do in school but chew gum. I suppose because kids take the gum and they put it under their chairs and under their desks in the classroom, and then the janitorial staff goes nuts. They have to start scraping away your crap. I think that's why you couldn't chew gum, but it is a disgusting thing to see. I went to a place once, and there was this very attractive woman, and she was talking to me. And she was chewing gum as she was doing it. And it was, I could see that little gum like churning in her mouth as she was chewing it, you know, like washing, like a washing machine, you know, like seeing the clothes in a clothes dryer, you know, tumbling around. That's what the gum was doing in her mouth. It's just absolutely disgusting. A very attractive woman, too. I should have been staring at her breasts, but I didn't. I just stared at her mouth, at this piece of gum just waddling around in there. It was just disgusting. Some people chew gum because they're nervous. Well, I think you're nervous because you chew gum. I think it makes you more nervous. You know what I ordered from Amazon a couple of weeks ago? No, Ron, I'm not going to know unless you tell me. Amazon has a lot of products. There's no way I could possibly know. Okay, guess then. No, I'm not going to guess. What kind of show is this? I actually went online and I purchased from Amazon some stress balls. Everybody said, Ron, grow some balls. I said, no, I'll order some. So I went online. I have stress every once in a while. I wonder why. And they're just little balls that you can squeeze, and they're supposed to relieve stress. And they actually, in the palm of your hand, when you're squeezing these stress balls, it's actually hitting a point in the middle of your palm, which does help relieve stress. It travels up your arm. It's a nerve. It actually does something. You could also get a tennis ball and squeeze that. Same result, only not as comfortable as a stress ball, which has more give to it. You know, you can play with it more. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And whenever I feel stressed, which is all the time, I squeeze my balls. And when I tell people that, they say, there's something wrong with you. I said, no, you don't know the whole story. Like I've just told you. I have a guest for today's show, but to be honest with you, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to have a guest. I don't want to talk to people. I hope this cough goes away rather soon. It is really debilitating. It really is. But, you know, in the scheme of things, not so bad. Not so bad. You know, when I had this this cold, which really never made it to my chest, that's not, I don't like things in my chest. That bothers me. That's where the heart is. I like to keep that kind of clear as much as I can. You know, I can screw around with the rest of my body, but stay away from the heart area. Let's make that nice and clean and functional. You know, the chest is where the organs are. I got the liver in there. I got the bladder, which isn't really doing its job these days. And the heart and the other organs, they're all in there, you know, so I like to protect that cavity as best I can. So I guess, you know, having a little cold in my, a cough or my nose is pretty much okay. But the good thing is I've lost my appetite, really, because of all this phlegm. I've lost a good amount of weight since I had this cold, and it's been pretty good. Colds can last a good amount of time, though. You know, generally at least a week. You know, but the ramifications of it go on for like 17 years sometimes. You know, they have long COVID. I think this is called long cold. No, Ron, that's not long cold. That's called allergies. How many people have allergies? Raise your hand if you have an allergy. Look at all of you raising your hand. I'm not talking about food allergy. I'm not talking about nuts. I'm talking about, you know, this, you know, allergies, ragweed and, you know, seasonal stuff, grass and house dust, everything. I've told you on the show before, I know that I am certifiably allergic to people. There's no question about it. I've never been tested, but when I'm around people, I start sneezing and getting this nauseous feeling. It's basically because of what they say and how they act, but nonetheless, still an allergy still. I'll end the show by telling you something that Don Rickles used to tell his audiences at the end of every performance, because Don Rickles used to be like the most inappropriate comedian ever born. He put every race, every religion, he would make fun of them. And in those days, I guess you'd get away with it. Now, if you did that, he'd be in big trouble. He would be exiled to some other planet. But at the end of his show, after insulting everybody that he came across in the audience or otherwise, he would say, you know, they call me Mr. Warmth, which was, you know, obviously sarcastic. But he would say, you know, I'm really a very nice, sweet man, but this is an act that I do. And I really love everybody, and I love all of you for coming here today. And people go, aw, the bastard has got a warm spot. Well, it's the same for me. And it's not that I'm a bastard or anything. I don't do anything like Rickles did. But I do not, I find good things with everything. I play the sarcastic, bumbling, unsettled man, you know, this, hey kids, get off my lawn, which by the way, they really should. It's my lawn, get off it. But I'm also a loving individual. I am a sensitive, peace-loving man. Spent most of my younger years as a hippie. Kind of still am. I'm the last one surviving. I liked being a hippie because it was free love. Saved me a lot of money. Yeah, I remember going up to a prostitute back then and saying, hey, you want to go somewhere? And she'd quote me a price, and I'd say, hey, I thought this was free love. She said, that's an old joke. You must be a comedian. I am. It's not funny. It's how I earn my living. What if people just came to your show and didn't pay money? How would you feel? Same thing. If you want it, you got to pay for it. There is no free love. There's no free meal. Wow. She put me in her place. She put me in my place. Actually, she put me in her place. It's a long story. I don't want to go there. I was younger, you know. I was testing the waters. Didn't know there were sharks in there. And there were. Oh, my God. Got to watch out. Better not cry. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. It's a whole nother ball game with Santa. Santa and I are like this. See, that's a visual. You don't know what I just did. Not important, because it's going nowhere anyway. Santa and I, yeah. You know how close we are? He gives gifts away. I apparently pay for them. That's how close we are. We have this relationship. He's the good guy. Good cop, bad cop. Good Santa, bad Santa. Santa gets credit for giving people presents. Then the bill comes to me, and I have to pay for it. The kids don't care. The kids don't care who paid for them, because they came from, like, the North Pole. Well, the North Pole is my checkbook. Ron, you still have a checkbook? Yes, I do. What do you have? Nothing? A Venmo account? I don't even know what that is. You have all your money, like, in a cloud online? Not for me, baby. No. Santa knows how I roll. I know how Santa rolls, too. I prepare his flight path every year. I don't get reimbursed for doing it, but I figure it's for safety purposes. I don't want him colliding into airplanes and stuff like that. So we plan a flight path for Santa. So he arrives safely down your chimney. But Ron, we don't have a chimney. We live in an apartment. Well, you figure it out then. All right, that's it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a regular program, depending on how I feel. But until that time arrives, wish me peace and wish me things, good things, and I'll do the same to you. But until that time arrives, happy Monday. I wish you peace. We'll be right back.